A Confederacy of Dunces by John Kennedy Toole, continued. Disc 4. Mr. Gonzalez sat next to his little heater, listening to the sounds of the river, his peaceful soul suspended in a nirvana somewhere far above the two antennae of Levy Pants. His senses subconsciously savored the clatter of rats and the smell of old paper and wood, and the possessed feeling that his pair of baggy Levy Pants gave him. He exhaled a thin stream of filtered smoke and aimed the cigarette's ashes like a marksman directly at the center of his ashtray. The impossible had happened. Life at Levy Pants had become even better. The reason was Mr. Riley. What fairy godmother had dropped Mr. Ignatius J. Riley on the worn and rotting steps of Levy Pants? He was four workers in one. In Mr. Riley's competent hands, the filing seemed to disappear. He was also quite kind to Miss Trixie. There was hardly any friction in the office. Mr. Gonzalez was touched by what he had seen the previous afternoon. Mr. Riley on his knees, changing Miss Trixie's socks. Mr. Riley was all heart. Of course, he was part valve, too. But the constant conversation about the valve could be accepted. It was the only drawback. Looking happily about, Mr. Gonzalez noticed the results of Mr. Riley's handiwork in the office. Tacked to Miss Trixie's desk was a large sign that said Miss Trixie, with an old-fashioned nosegay drawn in crayon in one corner. Tacked to his desk was another sign that said Señor Gonzalez and was decorated with the crest of King Alfonso. A multi-sectioned cross was nailed to a post in the office, the Libby's tomato juice and Kraft jelly on two sections, awaiting what Mr. Riley had said would be brown paint with some black streaks to suggest the grain of the wood. In several empty ice cream cartons on top of the filing cabinets, beans were already sprouting little vines. The purple monk's cloth drapes that hung from the window next to Mr. Riley's desk created a meditative area in the office. There, the sun cast a claret-colored glow over the 3-foot plaster statue of St. Anthony that stood near the wastebasket. There had never been a worker like Mr. Riley. He was so dedicated, so interested in the business. He was even planning to visit the factory when his valve was better to see how he could improve conditions there. The other workers had always been so unconcerned, so slipshod. The door opened slowly as Miss Trixie made her day's entrance, a large bag preceding her. "Miss Trixie!" Mr. Gonzalez said in what was, for him, a very sharp tone.
"Who?"
Miss Trixie cried frantically. She looked down at her tattered nightgown and flannel robe.
"Oh, my goodness," she wheezed. "I thought I felt a little chilly outside. Go home right now. It's cold outside, Gomez. You can't stay at Levy Pants like that. I'm sorry." "Am I retired?"
Miss Trixie asked hopefully.
"No,"
Mr. Gonzalez squeaked.
"I just want you to go home and change. You only live around the block. Hurry up."